Okay, here I am again about the incident in July 1954. I heard on the radio, and I also read in the paper, about this strange flying saucer that landed in the back of the Garson mine, and there was a miner. They called him a hermit type of guy who was living in a little shack about half a mile away. He didn't drive to work. He packed his own lunch and walked across the path over this mound, come in the back entrance at the Garson mine, and then through the front gate. And what we had heard was that this poor guy was unfortunate enough to have this saucer land right in front of him one morning, and a platform and an invisible stairway came down just out of nowhere. The lines didn't appear on the saucer, and he was frightened to death. He was paralyzed. He couldn't run. He couldn't do anything. And he said the giant 13-foot being with a space helmet on beamed a message into his mind, he said, which was too horrible, what was going to happen to our world in future years. He wouldn't repeat this to anybody. And so everybody thought, well, this is a funny incident. It was printed up in the paper as it happened, and the man's name, how old he was and everything. So a couple of days later, I got kind of interested. There was no more follow-up in the paper. I drove out and went up the old Garson Road and around, and I'm looking at this mound, and here's a big U.S. twin helicopter. I'm not familiar with makes of helicopters. It was a twin-bladed job. It must have had 50 personnel on it. They had driven steel metal poles at about 25-foot distance between each other over this whole mound area, and they posted signs on every second post saying, no trespassing, you will be prosecuted, USO military. I did see 5-6 men at one time with Geiger counters, earmuffs on, going over the top of the soil. I did not see any digging, but I thought to myself at this time, if there's any truth in this story, this kind of confirms that this guy was telling the truth, because why would USA military come from the States and be examining this soil for about a week? There was no more follow-up in the paper, no more follow-up in CKSO, CHNO. I went back out a week later after that one excursion out there. Everything was taken down, signs were taken down, everything was back to normal. I walked around there, I didn't see anything unusual, and that was it. They packed up and left. They claim, I only heard through the grapevine, working at Inco at Coppercliff myself, that this man was a basket case, and I can't say if he was or not, that they had taken him to North Bay, and psychiatrists were examining him. And again, I feel that this was a cover-up. Maybe they told him to keep his mouth shut, because at that time they didn't want anything about UFOs to leak out. So I feel that they either took him away and he wouldn't shut up and they kept him down there, or they threatened him and released him and let him go back to work. I have not got in touch with Garson people to know which way that this story has ended up.